Please turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The topic is love is not easily provoked. Taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 5, chapter 13, verse 5. Now this entire chapter is on love. And so verse 5, it says, love does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Now when we think of the word provoke, what comes to your mind? I believe we all know this verse very well. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. And we are all called to provoke one another unto love and to good works. Now over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, it tells us that love is not easily provoked. Whereas in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, it exhorts us to provoke. And so should we go and provoke, or should we not go and provoke? Or should we be provoked, or should we not be provoked? Now the word provoke is a compound word in Greek. It means to sharpen alongside. It means you are standing very close with someone, shoulders with shoulder. There is no gap in between. And this person will walk along with you, but he will do something to you. He will keep poking you. So I wonder whether you like to be poked at. Now this person will poke at you whether you like it or not. Now the word provoke can be used for good and for evil. You can provoke one another to love and to good works, and this is a good provocation. You can also provoke one another to anger and to sin, and that is a bad provocation. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5, Apostle Paul is referring to the bad provocation. And love is not easily provoked. So how are you today? Has someone provoked you that you become very agitated? But if it is a good provocation, let us take it objectively. If it is a provocation to love and to good works, let us take this provocation in good spirit. Let us learn to serve the Lord by engaging in all the good works, kindness to one another. Let us love one another. But if it is a bad provocation, then we have something to do today. Don't let yourself be easily provoked. But how to do it? We need love. We need the charity that God would give to us. And so if someone were to poke at you, keep poking at you, irritating you, making you angry, what will you do? Examine the case very carefully. If you know that this person is provoking you to sin, then you must exercise self-control. Don't get angry. Don't get irritated. Because the moment you lost control of yourself, you are falling into the trap of the evil one. And so we must remain very calm. We must remain cool, very steady, very patient. And that is what love can do to us. And so love is not easily provoked. We need God's help to strengthen our love so that we may not be easily provoked. Now a story is told of a young Christian who needs help. And so he went to the pastor and asked the pastor to pray for him. And so he told the pastor, "Pastor, I need help because I have no patience. The things around me keep irritating me and provoking me. I need patience. Please pray for me, Pastor." And so the pastor prayed for him. And so he prayed, "Lord, send to this young man tribulation in the morning. Send to this young man tribulation in the afternoon. And send to this young man more tribulation in the evening. Amen." Now you can be sure that this young man will not say amen. And so he was quite angry with the pastor. Pastor, I asked for patience. Why do you pray that I will have more tribulation? You are not helping me. You are giving me more troubles. I will need patience, not tribulation. And so the pastor told him, yes, I know, you need patience. But the only way that you will learn patience is that there will be more tribulation in your life. Now this is not unbiblical. This is biblical. Turn with me to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, it gives us what it needs for us to be in tribulation, and there is a purpose to all the tribulation in our life. James chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, counting all joy when ye fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So pray. Pray that the Lord will not remove the tribulation, but that the Lord will grant you more patience to deal with all the tribulation that are in your life right now. And so we need patience. Do you have patience? I was trying to look for more definition about the word patience, and I was surprised that there's so much about this word patience. Let me share with you. Now, one has said that patience is self-restraint, which does not hastily retaliate against a wrong. And that's a good one. When someone did something wrong to you, what is your first reaction? Retaliate? Fight back? Or you remain very calm? You react with patience and with love. Another also said, patience is the ability to accept delay or disappointment graciously. How do we deal with delay? How do we deal with disappointment? I remember many years ago, I was waiting for a bus to go to FEBC. And so I was waiting at a bus stop together with other commuters. But this bus which we are going to take did not come. And so we waited for a very long time. And then suddenly there was this young man, I believe he was impatient. And so he saw the dustbin and he kicked the dustbin and he flew off. No patience. I guess if there were more dustbins around, I believe I will be one of them who will also kick the dustbin. Why is there no patience? Why are we so impatient? We need God to help us. Is it because of the kind of the society that we are living in? Now we are living in a very fast-paced society. We are all in a rat race. We are living in a time of everything must be instant. We have to go to expressways. We need the 3-in-1, coffee, teas, instant noodles. Now we have the quick print. They just insert the memory card and you can come out with the quick print of your photograph. And along the Orchard Road, you can easily find young and old holding the camera. The cameras are not the old cameras where you use the film. The cameras are all digitized. Digital cameras everywhere. The moment you snap, you can see the picture right away, instantly. If you don't like the picture, you can snap again and again and again until you get it right. So everything must be instant. Have you, because of all this, become very impatient? Now we need to learn. Patience is a great virtue. Patience is something, a great quality that you and I need to have. Are we patient? Patience is the ability to accept all kinds of disappointment without getting upset. Another one also said, patience is the powerful attribute that enables a man or a woman to remain steadfast under stress and keep pressing on. Now maybe some of us are in this situation right now. We need a lot of patience to raise up our own children. I have my shares of raising up my own children. From afar, you look at them, they're very cute. They're very loving to carry and to play with. But to raise them up is a total different matter. If you need patience, I don't mind, okay, letting you have my children for a day. Then you will know what is the meaning of patience. For me, I'm learning more and more patience because I have to have patience. But for my wife who is facing the kids the whole day, the entire day, it is so difficult for her. And she is losing her patience day after day. And how we need to pray for ourselves to have more patience. And not only to our children, to our colleagues at our workplace, reasonable boss, reasonable colleagues that we may have. Are we patient with them? How about our parents, our aging parents? We need also a lot of patience, especially those who are down with a lot of sicknesses. We have to bring them to hospitals. We have to get them out of their nursing home. A lot of patience is needed. Now some have fallen, and some are going to fall. Are we losing our patience? Dear friends, we need patience. We need to come back to the Lord. We need to depend on the power of God for all this patience. FEBC is now in adversity. We need patience to trust in God to deliver. And in truth, we continue to pray for FEBC. We know that the Lord will one day deliver FEBC. We will just wait. We will just wait for that great day where we will rejoice and be thankful to our Almighty God, who promised He will deliver His own children. Do you believe? Have you lost your patience? We need to realize that we are not perfect. We need to realize that we are all feeble-minded people. We all need the strength of God to carry us through. We cannot depend on our own wisdom. We cannot depend on our own power to do the things that is in our hands. We need God's help. And our Reverend Toh has always reminded us, God's help with self-help is the best help. Or self-help with God's help is the best help. And so we need to depend on God. Human strength is really this much. It is so limited. Many in the world out there are depending on willpower. They depend on self-reliance, self-motivation, self-determination. But how much and how long can they sustain using their own power? Not for long. But we depend on God's power, God's strength, God's help, we can go very far. So far that we can not even imagine. We need God to help us. We need to be God-reliant, God-motivation, God-determination, God's strength, God's wisdom, and God's might to stand together and run together in the same way that we're all running. And so we need to get up and look to God. We need to be up on our feet and run again. Some may have fallen. Some may be too tired. Some may be so disappointed. We need to encourage one another to start running the same race for the Lord. Of course, as humans, we make mistakes here and then. But what happens after you make the mistake? It is not the end. Repent. Come back to the right path and start running again. Now the common misconception is, I've done this wrong. I have no way to turn back. Let me continue on the wrong. I believe God will understand. I think it is great nonsense. We need to repent. And there is a way for us to come back on the right path, to stop sinning and to come back to the Lord and to allow Him to work a great work in your life. It is never too late to do the right thing. It is never too late to repent and come back to the right path. If we have to pay for our sins, our mistakes, we have to pay for it. And we continue to move on. It may be painful. It may be trying. It may be shameful. But we need to move on. We need to allow the Lord to work a great work. And we need to do it right. And right now. Not later, it is now. To do it right away. Are we prepared to do the right thing? Or are we affected by the things around us? And therefore, our spiritual life is being hindered. And therefore, right now, we are on a standpoint. We are not moving. But the moment you are not moving, you will go downhill. Do we not let the Lord help us? Do we not believe in the same word that God has preserved for you and I? Let us continue to run and fight on as a true and good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes we may not understand certain situations that happen to us. And our anxiety is always, how to overcome? Why me? Why must I go through this painful process? Has God forsaken me? Is God still there for me? We need to learn patience. We need to go another step to trust in our Almighty God. And I'm sure that some of us have testified how God has been so faithful to us all this while. I'm sure the Lord has been faithful from the past even to the present, and He will be in the future. We are all under the supreme control of our Almighty God. Our life is in the hands of God. If you are kept safe in the hands of God, what is there to fear? So the current situation, the distress, the adversity are all nothing. All we need is the patience and the strength of God to go through them. Don't be easily provoked because of what people say against you. Don't be easily provoked because of some untrue thing that is said against you. We need to press on. We need to do the right thing and to move on. It is not easy to have patience. If it is easy, then there will be no struggles. If it is easy, there will be no pain. There will be no tears. No heartbreak. We are all living in reality, not fantasy. When a baby wakes up in the middle of the night, will the baby think kindly of the parent? Or because my diapers is wet? Or because I'm hungry? Let me wait till the next morning. I know my dad and my mom, they're all very tired. Now, will the baby think this way? I think parents will wish. I wish. But the reality is not. The baby will cry and cry and cry until he gets what he wants. And that is life. Are we being impatient because of something that is within or beyond our control? All of us have to learn patience. I remember my first mission trip to Sri Lanka. From Colombo to the mountainside, it's quite a journey. And so there was a ministry in the mountainside. And so one of the activities is we go from the city all the way to the mountain area. And so I asked the full-time worker, how long will it take from the city to the mountain? oh, it will take about 3 hours. And so I looked at my watch, it was 10 a.m. And so I believe by 1 p.m., we will reach the top of the mountain. And so we set off, and then along the journey, I looked at the time. It was already halfway the journey. And so I asked the full-time worker, how long more are we going to reach? And then he replied, soon. We will reach very soon. But then 3 hours had passed. And so I asked him again, are we reaching soon? Oh, very soon. But we are not even halfway. Also, okay, we will continue to move on. And then after about an hour passed, I asked him again, are we reaching there soon? He said again, soon. We are just reaching the foot of the mount. Okay, then at least there's some relief. We have reached the foot of the mount. But then that is the beginning of more impatience to come. Because from the foot of the mount to the top of the mountain, it took another 2 hours. And the journey is not very smooth. It is bumpy ride all the way to the top. And so I was hopping mad behind him. Why take so long? Then I was wondering how come this brother was so patient. Why is he not anxious at all? While I was there hopping mad. I guess it's because of the society that we're living in. Everything must be instant. This brother has learned great patience. Because the world that he's living in is not as fast as ours. Perhaps that is something good that we can learn. Not to be impatient. Are we impatient? Patience is a great virtue. It comes at the right time, at the right place, that we need patience to help us bear a good living testimony. A great Christian testimony to the people around us. If we are not patient, the people around us will not be patient with us. But if we are patient, then the people around us will learn, how come you're so patient? Then they will probe, and then they will discover that it is not by our own strength, but by the strength and wisdom of the Lord that we believe in. Do we need patience? We need to develop this patience in our life. A man was very upset with his wife, and so he quarreled with her, and the quarrel was so bad that after the quarrel, he wrote a very nasty letter to his wife. And so writing the letter, he put it in the envelope and put it in her handbag. But then the next day, the husband was very upset. He was crying in his sofa, thinking to himself, what a terrible letter that he has written. And then at that time, his wife came out of the bathroom. And so he saw his wife, and immediately he went to his wife and asked for her forgiveness for the nasty letter that he had written. And then the wife asked him, what letter? And what handbag are you talking about? Yesterday I just thrown the handbag away. It was too old, so I had to throw the handbag away. Oh, the man got a great relief. But not all of us will have the same experience as this man. The words that we have spoken, our behavior, our attitude that we have portrayed before the rest, we can never retrieve back. The hurt and the damage that we have imposed on someone, the stumbling block that we have placed before others, we can never take it back. So are we impatient with our action? Are we impatient with the way we react and easily provoke when someone tries to poke at us, when someone tries to make us angry? If only we would have patience, all this could have been avoided. All this unnecessary conflict, trouble could have been avoided if we had patience. And so we need patience. But how to overcome? How to have patience? John 15:5 tells us, Jesus says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. We need patience. And the more we need the Lord Jesus to help us. And so the only way is to abide in Christ. Abide in him. Don't let go. Go to him for patience. And so it is important to receive the patience from the Lord by abiding in him. We cannot be patient unless we walk close with God. We cannot be patient unless we start reading his word. We cannot be patient until we grow in our prayer life. We cannot be patient until we start worshipping him and fellowshipping with like-minded brethren. Love is not easily provoked. Of course, there is a place for righteous anger. But it does not mean that we become a madman or a madwoman. We can still be patient. We can still exercise patience with one another. And so we need to come down and deal with it patiently and gently. Especially when we know someone is trying to make you lose your cool, trying to provoke you to anger. All the more you should not let him get his way. Someone want you to retaliate and fight back, that you will lose your testimony. But what did the Bible say? Turn with me to Romans chapter 12, verses 19 to 21. For our conclusion passage. Romans chapter 12, verse 19 to 21 tells us, Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. So we need to keep doing that which is right, and you won't go wrong. Do good to your own enemy. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Let the Lord vindicate you. Vengeance belongs to God. Let us not take vengeance on ourselves. Let us not fight back in a personal way, in the most unchristian way. Attack the person, attack his character, attack his integrity, and do all kinds of unkind things against him. No. Let the Lord deal with him. Let the Lord vindicate you. For the Lord says, Vengeance is mine, I will repay. And we can be very sure, the Lord will surely repay. And so what is our role? What is our part? We are to feed our enemy when he is thirsty. We are to give him drink when our enemy is thirsty. Very hard to do, isn't it? How can we do good to our enemy? He has done so much harm, no? How to do good? But this is what God has said to us. We need to do it. And we pray that the Lord will give us the wisdom to do it right and right away. Perhaps the reason why we are impatient, is it because we are outside God's worship, God's fellowship? Or perhaps we have been too far away from him? We just need time to reflect on God and what He is doing in our life, and how should we respond to Him? How should we be better Christian for Him? Or perhaps what you need is God and His saving grace, His forgiving love of your sin. Now the door of salvation is still open, because the Lord is still very patient with you. The door to Jesus is still open. But we know that one day, this door to salvation will be closed. It does not mean that God has lost His patience. There is a time for everything. There is an end to it. And what will be your end? Will your end be to receive the wonderful grace of Jesus? Or will you still continue to harden your heart that you will not accept the wonderful grace of Jesus? Right now, God is still patient. His door of salvation is still open to you. Will you come? I pray you will come. Let us pray. Almighty God, our gracious, merciful, loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy precious word that reminds us and how we need patience, that we may not be easily provoked by the things around us, by our enemies who say all kinds of untrue things against us. Help us, O Lord, that we may have patience, that we may not be easily provoked. Help us, O Lord, to do good even to our enemies. For we know that vengeance is Yours, and Thou will repay. May Thou help us to continue to do that which is good in Thy sight, not to overcome by evil, but to overcome all things, to do that which is good in Thy sight. Lord, help us, for we need patience to do the right thing at the right time to the right people. May Thou grant us the wisdom and Thy power to have the patience in this last of the last days, to do the right thing, to glorify our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.